I'm ready. Today's title is Goodness, Our Tour Guide to What Truly Is On is in Our Father's House. Goodness, Our Tour Guide to What Truly Is in Our Father's House. In other words, the title is saying something powerfully. God, through His goodness, is about to affect your mind agreeably to what truly is in our Father's house.
Amen.
We learned through the Easter weekend that we're passed over and what Jesus did for us. And we ended up the place, our place of destination was in our Father, to be with our Father, to end up in our Father's house. They actually noticed it as well in Exodus 15 and 13, when I believe the Song of Moses in Israel came forth, and it says, "Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation." So they recognized when they passed over, they ended up in his habitation. Through his strength, he got them there. And that's what the Lord wants to reveal to us even the more, that while we're being affected in our mind, why the goodness of the Lord, this is still the fruit of goodness. Imagine how far this has gone. My goodness. And what goodness has done is brought us in to our place of rest, if you will. It's brought us into the festival of what Passover really is. It's revealed the Father's house to us. And the Lord told me, he had spoke to me, and I'm going to show you in just a minute in a note what how this message came about taking a tour and finding out exactly what he has in his house for us. All right. So verse 13 reveals the place or festival. They had entered into the Father's house. This is just a little review that was prepared for them by the Passover. It was by God's might and power that they ended up. The word habitation means God's home. They ended up in God's home. They didn't even they didn't weren't even they were so they were in a place of the spirit, boy, I tell you, because they were not worshiping and praising God for being on the other side alone. They went deeper and realized that we're in his habitation. We're not just gone from Egypt. We're in his habitation. And that's what the Lord wants us to realize. And that's why he tells us after the true Passover, he explained to them in John 14 and 2, he says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." All right. The word prepare means to make the necessary preparations. I'm going to bring my blood, which we learned in his ascension. He brought his blood, which gave us access into our Father's house. The
Amen.
place he prepared was a spot. The word place means a spot. I got my spot. You got your spot. We have our spot. It also means a home. I go to prepare a home for you. Where? In my Father's house. It also means a position or an opportunity. It means power, or I'll grant unto you the occasion for acting. I'll give you the ability for acting. Acting on what? Kingdom exploits, kingdom living, miracles, signs, wonders, no longer bound by the rules of this earth. But now the place that he's prepared has brought us in the occasion for acting, or given us the opportunities that we would have never had without him. It
Amen.
unlocks his power, praise God. Where? All found in his Father's house. All right? So the place that Christ prepared for us would be our place of living in kingdom authority and power in his Father's house. It would position us and give us the opportunity to walk in his power and to open us unto the occasions for acting on anything that didn't or doesn't line up with the kingdom life. Hence, we see the book of Acts, what went on there. Jesus ascended and they began to operate from the place he prepared. That's why we get the book of Action, because he had it after his ascension, it was on and popping. And it's supposed to be on and popping in our day just like in their day, even greater in ours. Somebody say amen if you agree with that.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So so now God wants us to take a tour. Now, I thought we were going to talk about so many different things that are in the Father's house. And I'm sitting there, got my knife, my fork out. I'm ready, got my napkin, and I'm seated there. I'm ready to hear all of these powerful, wonderful things. But God being God sums it up in two things he sums it up that we're going to take a tour of and find out that are absolutely in his house. All right? And it was powerful how he did it. So how this message came about, I was about to tell you, was one morning very early. It had to be about 3 o'clock or so. I was up praying and studying, and I heard my son Matthew in the kitchen, and he was getting a bowl of cereal. He was hanging out late because there was no school on Wednesday, so he was up late and he was doing his thing. And Matt was getting in the kitchen getting a bowl of cereal. And how I know it was a bowl of cereal, I didn't come out to check on him. I heard the bowl clank. Matt liked cereal. I heard the bowl clank. I heard him go in the pantry. I heard him get a spoon out of the drawer. I heard him get a bowl from the cupboard or from the cabinet. And I hear him go in the refrigerator to get his milk. And the Lord quickened me on how my son had access and rights to everything in my home. Here it is, 2-something in the morning. Matt's 13 years old, but he's home and he has access to whatever's here.
Amen.
And when he wants it, he goes and gets it. And I heard the Lord say this. He said, take a tour to what I have in my house, because you too have access to everything in my house. You just need to know what is in it. You really need to know it. We know that God, yes, is a tremendous healer. We know him. He's a deliverer. Yeah, we know all this stuff, but he wants us to know that we know that we know. See, Matt didn't have any question. Help me, Jesus. There was no question to Matt what he was going to do, where things were, how to access it, how to use it. It may seem menial to you, and small in comparison, excuse me, it may be small in comparison, but it's still the same principle. Everything here, he has access. He can go get it. He knows where it is. It's not trying to, quote, end quote, have faith in where the spoons are, or have faith in where the bowl is or the milk. No, he just went and got it because he knew it was there. And God wants us flowing in the same like manner with an understanding of what really is in the house and what we have access to. Two major things he wants to reveal to us today, because I believe the first and the second really circumference everything. I really believe that. All right. So now, first, we need to know that when we are under his goodness, when our minds have been affected agreeably, all right, we are absolutely, positively, without a shadow of a doubt, in our Father's house. When your mind is coming into settling in agreement, or if you want to utilize the word propitiation, you have to understand that you are now positioned in your Father's house. So it's a fact that goodness is in the house. And Amen. We enter in it by his goodness. All right? That mind being affected does a whole lot. It releases the blood of Jesus over you. It washes and cleanses you so that you can come into the Father's house. Because no flesh will glory in his sight. But when you've been affected in the mind agreeably, you have complete access into your Father's house.
Oh, bless God.
So let this become something that settles at the forefront of your mind when you're in the Word, when you're in this rhema. Let it be settled in you, hallelujah, that you have stepped in. Your place has changed. You are no longer, yet you might be in the earth in your body, but my goodness, like they recognized when they got on the other side of that Red Sea, they said, we are in the habitation of the Lord.
That's God.
And you have to understand your whereabouts and understand that you truly are in the Father's house. You're in one of those rooms in my Father's house, There are many mansions. You have stepped into one of those rooms. Whatever rhema you're under is a room for you. And when you're in that room, you better believe the Father. You don't just have access to the Father, but you give the Father access to you, where he can lay his hands on you, where he can minister to you. He can get you out of circumstance. And you're right in the room. Don't get me wrong. God can reach you anywhere. But bottom line is, by the time you connect with the Father, yes, you may still be in the earth, but your spirit has ascended into a heavenly place in Christ.
Amen, God. Amen.
And God wants you to have that at the forefront of your mind so you can start to have faith, just like my son walks around here, knowing that he has access. God wants the same thing on us.
Amen.
You went through your exodus. You passed over. You went through your exodus, and which is Christ. And you're now in the place of promise. You're in your Father's house.
Yes.
Once your mind has been affected agreeably, some of you have already launched out and you're there right now, sitting in one of his rooms. Hallelujah.
Bless
now,
you,
our abiding place has been revealed. This is our abiding place, people. In John 15, 7 and 8, and take note of the dispensation of when it was spoken, was after the Passover meal. John 15, 7 and 8, it takes on a different meaning when you connect it to the fact that Jesus is teaching them what's going to take place after I ascend as your Passover. This is what he says in John 15, 7 and 8. If ye abide in me, and my words or rhemas abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Why? Because that is you're abiding where? In your Father's house. Now access to asking and receiving opens up. He says, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. Disciples, I want to put a little side note in there, just dropped in my spirit. Disciples abide in the Father's house.
Amen.
True disciples live in the Father's house. That is the place of where discipleship is done. Why? Because disciples bear much fruit and the Father is glorified by it. Disciples walk in manifestation and the Father's glorified. Now, to abide means to stay in a given place. To stay in a given place. Remember what we just read in John 14 and 2. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. These statements were absolutely made, we already know, after the Passover supper. Well, he didn't prepare it for us not to stay. Understand that. Get this in your mind right now. He prepared it for us to stay in a given place.
Yes,
to
God.
Stay in the Father's house. That unlocks your ability to ask and receive. It unlocks your ability not just to ask. Don't get me wrong now, because the word ask doesn't mean just beg or question for something. No, the word ask means demand. You walk in a place of authority here. Matt had authority in the kitchen, going and just getting what he wants. And that's what God wants to see from us. You see this in the book of Acts when they're not even utilizing the name of Jesus, but really walking in miracles and signs and wonders. They didn't always use the name of Jesus. They lived in the name. They lived in the Father's house.
Yeah.
You see, they were abiding there. They didn't always use his name. They would just say, Peter and John said, look on us. Listen here now. There are times where there's no asking. You're living in a place of authority. You're in your abode, your home. Your home. And the Bible tells you this, that you become a joint heir with Jesus. He didn't prepare it not for us to stay. That's the key. He prepared it for us to be in his Father's house permanently.
Amen.
The rhema, listen to this now. The rhema of his goodness not only led us to the Father's house, it also is the power to cause us to stay in the Father's house. I don't know about you, but I'm addicted to having my mind affected agreeably. I'm addicted to it now. It's an addiction.
Amen.
And as I'm staying in a place, I love being able to walk through my day and feel agreement with God, that I'm affected in agreement. That is my abiding place. That tells me I'm staying in the Father's house. So when we stay, listen, when we stay, we now are granted access to everything in it. I'm going to say something. I got one of my older daughters on the phone, and she's on the line. At least one of them that I noticed is on the line, but I'm going to say something. All right. Matt is here. All right. Matt lives here. He lives with his mom and dad. A couple of our other daughters live in the house. It's a difference. Let me tell you something. No disrespect. I love my children. They can have anything that we've got. But I had to really, really think about this. It's a bit different when the children are living in the house, as opposed when they're not.
It's true.
No, my children don't know. They know they're comfortable when they come home. Don't get me wrong. But to be quite honest with you, they don't even have the front door code to get in. They knock to come and let us so we can let them in. Most of our children don't even just show up without calling and finding out if we're home or what's going on. It's a different feel. Not that there's favoritism. That's not what I'm saying. But it's a bit different. They're not going to come over. They're not going to use the shower. They don't feel that's their access. They're not going to do this, certain things. Yeah, they're always going to the fridge and do certain things. But when they live in the house, they have access to everything in it differently.
Amen. That's true. Amen.
It's different. And so what God is trying to say is, I want you to abide here so you can feel comfortable in having all that's in my house. I want you to live here.
Amen.
I want you to dwell here. I want you to stay in a place where your mind is affected agreeably and abide here. Because why? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Abide here. Stay here. Don't leave here.
Yeah.
And this is a house you can't outgrow. This is your eternal resting place. You'll never outgrow this house.
Bless God.
Hallelujah. All right, here we go. Here we go. Now, he didn't prepare it not for us to stay. He did prepare it for it to become a permanent resident. And there are two things that the Lord really ministered to me about that we need to really grab hold of. I know you know it, but he wants you to know that you know. All right, it comes out of 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. And it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." This is old store. "Even as," simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized that 3 John 1 and 2 is talking about the goodness of the Lord. I never saw this before till I got into this study. He's talking about goodness. "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." The word "prospereth" means good. It also means a way of thinking.
Wow.
So now this reveals to me that I'm in my Father's house here. Why? Because true prosperity is the goodness of the Lord. It's when the mind of God has taken you over.
Yes.
And these two things are revealed because of it. Prosperity and health. Prosperity and health are in major abundance in God's house. Major abundance. Ridiculous abundance. Two things that God wants you to realize while you're in his house. Prosperity is there for you, and health. Truly there for you. And here we go.
Amen.
They're directly associated with his goodness. These two. Healing is in the house. And let's go look at this account over in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 22 through 28. And it says here, "And behold, a woman of Canaan," this is going to bless you, came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. I looked at this and I was amazed at this woman as I sat and I meditated on this. And this is the account the Lord wanted to reveal healing being in his house. There is no scripture that says healing is the children's bread. You won't find it. But it comes from this text right here when Jesus declares basically that healing is the children's bread. Healing is the children's. And she was not one of his children, or so he was testing her. And what the Lord really, he really opened my eyes to why her faith was so great. She knew she wasn't amongst the chosen Jews. She knew it. Yes. But she also knew him in the whole of who he was. Remember, she called him the son of David. She saw him into who he truly was. And she already was connected. She knew him. She knew who he was in the whole. We already learned that. She also knew that she may be considered but a dog right now. But watch this. This is why her faith was so strong. Because if the prophecies were true, Messiah would come unto a people that were not his people. She knew this. Watch this now. This woman said basically what she was saying to him. I may be but a dog right now, but there's a time you're coming to a people that are not your people. I may be at the bottom of the table, but I'm still in the house. I'm still in the house. Why? Because the table is in the house and I'm in the house. I may be but a dog, but I'm in the house. And the time will come that I'll sit at the table after you come to a people that are not your people. When Jesus heard this, he said, My God, oh woman, great is thy faith. She had an understanding. I may not be at the table yet, but according to your word, I will be. I'm a dog and I'm still in the house. So even the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm in the house here. Healing. God wants you to know off rip when you recognize you're in your father's house. Healing is in the house with you. It's in the house. It's at his table. And where do you find that? Under fellowship. Under fellowship. The breaking of bread. When you're in this place, I'm trying to tell you right now, I can't tell you how many times God has touched me. How many times he's touched me because I'm in the house, because I'm right here at the table with him. And it's always there. It is the children's bread. She recognized, she said, Hey, I might not be at the table yet, but I'm a dog under the table. And we eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Jesus. So healing is here. God wants you to really and emphatically understand that the physical healing, mental healing, healing of all kinds is right here in your father's house. It's right here. Beloved, I pray above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health. But as long as your soul is prospering, as long as you're under the goodness of God, as long as you're being affected agreeably, you're in the house. That woman's mind was affected agreeably. She said, Son of David. She was already in agreement to who he was. She had perfect access.
Amen.
And Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee as thou wilt. As thou wilt.
Amen.
She had access.
As
thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Just like Matt, he got his cereal and he was content in that same hour. That's what God wants for us, and that's how God wants us to receive. He wants us to be free in his house and understand that anytime you need healing or deliverance of any kind, it's always here. And he wants your faith, just like this woman's. So for her to make that statement was so profound. For her to say it, she had to know the scriptures that spoke of him coming unto a people. For her to even signify that she might be not at the table, but I'm a dog. But I'm in the house. And I'm under the table. And those crumbs belong to me. Because that's who you are. That's who you are. You won't forget the Gentile. So God needs you to know. God needs you to know. Children's bread. Children. We learn what children are. Those that are capable of being affected in their minds. That's you. That's your bread.
Thank you.
That's
Jesus.
Your bread that belongs to you here in this house. You can lift your hands right now and receive it right now because you're right where you belong. You're at his table and that's your bread. That's yours. That deliverance is yours.
Thank you, Lord.
That healing is yours. It belongs to you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Belongs to you. It's your bread. Oh, glory be to God. It's so multifaceted, her faith. She was basically saying, listen, dude, you don't have to give me a slice. The crumbs will get it done. The crumbs will do it by itself. Hence fragments, people of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hence the fragments that God keeps telling us at the end of every service. Gather that which remained, that nothing be lost. Why? Because there's power in it. It'll affect your mind agreeably and bring
Jesus.
Forth.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
There's healing here in his house.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And God wants to heal us. Oh, glory be to God. Yes, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. She knew she would be in the house too. Healing is the bread for his children, and it's found at his table, in fellowship, in his house. Like right now, we're here. Come on, just receive. It's really simpler. We make it so complicated, but it's not a complicated thing. Every day I experience this for day. I'm telling you, every single day. Every single day. Monitor your body. Monitor your physical whereabouts. And when things are not right, just tap into a place. I'm telling you from experience day after day. Tap into a place to where your mind is affected agreeably. Now I get a greater measure of it because my understanding has increased. So the measure in which I receive has so increased. I understand where I'm at. I understand exactly what he's capable of while I'm here. Now I understand this is my bread. It belongs to me. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
There's an anointing on the line right now.
Thank you.
There is an anointing on this line. God is delivering. I can tell you what's happening. God is delivering your soul from out of trouble. Some of you have been in turmoil, but there's an anointing on the line right now, and God is delivering you. There was a vexation that you were fighting through, but your soul is resting right now. That's the children's bread. And he's touching you because your mind has been affected and you've actually ascended into your heavenly place. Glory be to God. There's such an anointing on this line.
Bless God.
Now, I want it to travel from there, and I want it to touch the physical needs that are on this line and experience what is in your father's house. Healing is in his house. Now let him do it. You just receive it. Don't complicate it. It wasn't complicated when Matt got a bowl of cereal.
Amen. It was easy. Amen, Lord.
And it's just that easy in your father's house. Glory be to God. The enemy stays fighting against me every day. He fights me every morning. Every single morning there's a bout. But I find healing every single morning.
Yes, God.
Every single morning I find this.
Hallelujah.
Now I know why. I'm in my father's house.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm right here next to Daddy, and ain't nothing coming in here. And everything I need is right here. Now, he's giving us access here. We're going to move forward. He's giving us access into his provisions. This is going to bless some of y'all. This is serious right here. Beloved, I pray above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health. We got healing now. We found in the house. Now God wants to show us his provisions, his wealth. I truly understand why he's been laying the axe at the root. And I'm grateful for that big time, because my mind is ready for this. And I'm personally, this is me personally testifying, I am truly ready for whatever wealth God is sending. And that's why I see the order of our learning is perfect, because he's taking care of business at the root. So as wealth comes in, and it's coming in via his goodness, because he's about to affect our minds agreeably here. And when it comes, we're already in position to stay disconnected from this world, because he's teaching us how to honor and really just worship him. And it does disconnect. That's why we're getting a whole nother level of truth. Praise God. The Spirit of God told me today, he said, Todd, and I don't know why he said it. I'm going to find out later. But I understand this as in conjunction to being able to receive. He said, you're far above reproach. He told me, I was brushing my teeth, and he said, Todd, you're far above reproach. And I kind of felt that's why I can receive, because being in the mind, being affected agreeably, it does cause you to elevate far above reproach. But I'll dig into that later. I just wanted to share that. All provisions are in his house. Here we go. This is really good here. Psalms 24 and 1. All right, here we go. God's about to reveal his wealth. It says, a psalm of David, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Yeah. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He said, if I was hungry, another psalm says, I didn't write it down. I'm going to add it to the note, though. He said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you, because I own all the cattle on 1,000 hills. And then he says emphatically, the world is mine.
Mm-hmm.
The earth, I'm going to say this to you, the earth is in his house. The earth is in his house, people. Let me show you here. The earth is in the house of the Lord. And the word fullness in Psalms 24 and 1 means entire contents. That's so powerful. Entire contents.
Amen.
Everything in Amen. It. All of the contents. You're not sitting on a chair that doesn't belong to God right now.
It's true.
The entire contents of the earth are Come his.
On. Hallelujah.
The area rug in your living room is not yours. Your car, not yours. Everything is his. He says it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All the contents are mine. They're in my house. Now, listen, this is why, and I want someone's faith to go through the roof. This is why we can begin to believe God for houses we did not build. I'm telling you now, for things that are beyond our pay grade, because it's already in the house. And what we make in the earth does not determine what we receive. And I'm saying that being honest with you. If you can be affected in agreement, you can have it.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not talking about you forcing it, and I'm not talking about you desiring it. Your desire is not agreement. It's just desire. I'm talking about you agreeing with this truth.
That's
fine. That all Amen. The contents in the earth are our Father's, and they're in his house. Acts chapter 7, verses 48 through 50, it says this. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Now stay with me, people, because there's about to be a curveball coming your way. As saith the prophet, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. That tells you it's in his house. Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. All of that, all of the revenue of heaven and earth, are in his house. His seat is heaven itself, and the footstool goes right in front of the seat. It's the earth that is in the house of our God.
Yes, God. Amen, God.
All of the resources of heaven, all of the resources of the earth, that is in the house. He says then, what house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things?
Amen.
All of the contents of heaven and earth are in the house. All of the contents. And all of the contents, I'm trying to tell you something, according to what we read early, ask anything. If you abide in me, if you live in my house, and watch this, and my house is in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. All of the contents. I want someone's faith to elevate. Some of you have been believing God. Yes, we all have been believing God for certain things. Now, I want you to believe God from this place. Those things that are there belong to us.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. Just like me, I didn't sweat Matt getting a bowl of cereal. God ain't going to sweat whatever it is you're asking for. It doesn't even equal a bowl of cereal. Listen, Isaiah 66, 1 and 2, it says, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Here comes your curveball. Where is the house that you build, that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Listen, for all those things hath my hands made and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. Oh, God, help me. When I read that, I said, you got to be kidding me. All right. Now, imagine this now. Oh, here we go. Here we go. I feel you, Evangelist Darrell. I feel you. You're going about to go gaga over this. Now, all that stuff, man.
Hallelujah.
All of the contents of the earth, all of the riches and the wealth of the earth. are in the Father's house. Is that correct? Yes, it is. We just saw it. We see all of the content even of heaven, heaven being the throne, the earth being the footstool, both located in the Father's house. Watch this now. I feel you, Kurt, if you're on this line, I can feel you. If not, you're going to get the recording later. Listen to this right here. Now, he said this to me. He said, listen, all of the universe is in my house. Everything is in my house, but watch this. He said, but where is the place of my rest? The place of my rest is in him that is poor and contrite in spirit. The place of my rest is in you. Oh, God, help me. So everything, all of the content,
yes.
All that you need is already on the end. God's abode is in you. Listen, you live in him and he lives in you. All of the content, the entire content is already in you. What are you saying, Apostle? I'm going to tell you how to access it because I just found out myself. It is by the goodness of God that accesses what's already in you. It's by having your mind affected in agreement. This is what the Lord said to me.
Hallelujah.
He said, listen, he said, it's like any great athlete. They know what's in them. They know how to perform and produce because they know what's already in them. Listen, he said, that whatever sport they might play, they know what's in them to produce that. Watch this now. He said, it's also like a great singer or dancer or surgeon, scientist, or even a preacher. They all know what's in them and how to produce it. The Lord said, the reason why you have not accessed my content is because you don't really know what's in you. It's already there. How do I access it? Through your mind being affected agreeably.
Bless God.
You have to already know. He said, listen, you dwell in me, but I dwell in you. Therefore, all of the universe, all of the content, all of the riches, all of the wealth of heaven and earth is already in you, but you don't know it. Your mind is not in agreement with it. But I want you to know it's in the house. Elder Allison asked me a question the other day. She said, so how do we really access, or how do we do these things, or how do we get rid of these things, or this and that? I said, you taught on it already. Whatever mountain's in your way, you speak. Whatever's reared itself against you, whatever is stopping you, whatever's not coming towards you, you speak. You open your mouth. Come on, man. You kidding me? Do we have to go back to Genesis? How did God create the heavens and the earth? How did he create the world? He spoke. Why? Because it was in him. All of the content, all of the planet, all everything was already there. And he spoke it and it came to being. God wants you to know that all of the universe is already in you. Oh, that's ridiculous. No, it's not. No, it's not. And it's done. Listen, it's not done by your power nor your might, but it's done by my spirit. When you speak with an understanding, the spirit of God has an endorsement to carry out what you said. He's endorsed. And it will produce. It's in the house. But then I found out the house is in us. If ye abide in me, listen, here it is right here, the first scripture. If ye abide in me, there it is, I'm in his house, and my words, who is my word? And I abide in you, ask what you will. You're in me, I'm in you, and all that I am comes with it. It's already there. We need to know. We need to understand. We need to come into this realm of his goodness. Hallelujah. Listen, as a preacher, I'm not being arrogant and I'm not saying anything. I know he's in me. When I go preach and I have to preach, I know he's going to move. Why? I know who's here. I know who's gifted me. I know who's anointed me. I know it's in there. So when I do it with a confidence in knowing that God's going to affect somebody. Somebody's going to get delivered. Somebody's coming out. I know what's on the inside of me. Hallelujah. I know what he put in there. And he wants us to understand this very truth. The earth is in his house. And we have access to it. Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop believing. I think one scripture sums it up. All things are possible to them that believe.
Amen. Amen.
God is saying, let's take it from the realm of possibility and let's bring it in. Know what's in the house. Know that you have access to it. Prophet has prophesied several times about a bank account we've got in heaven. Well, I understand my bank account a little bit better. Knowing is my bank account. Healing, prosperity. When you know, oh, hallelujah.
Bless God.
The goodness of the Lord. He's taking you on a tour. He's affecting your mind in agreement to what's really in his house between healing and prosperity. You're taking a tour right now. You're right in line. Some of you are moving around in the spirit. You're feeling your way around. You're on the tour. You want this. You want to have it in your spirit. You want to be affected there. Beautiful. You're on the tour. You're taking the tour via his goodness. The entire contents of the earth are in the house. The entire contents. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord. Can you fathom that?
Jesus.
All is already. Oh, my God. It's already there. Jesus knew it. He knew it. Go take up a fish. You'll find money in there. Go take care of our temple tax. Give me those fish. Give me those loaves. What are you going to do with that? What is that among so many? Oh, boy. Father, I thank you that you always hear me when I pray.
Bless you, God. Bless you, God.
The entire content.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
This man manipulated everything. He said, water, hold my weight. I got to go see about my boys. All of the content was under his power. Everything. Death. I don't care. Doesn't matter. Everything was his. Life was his to give and is his to give in the earth, in the heavens. So he gave it. It's in the house. All prosperity. Go tell that man over there in the city, I have need of his ass. I got need of it. And you know, back then, donkeys were signal that they were wealth. It was all about wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Tell this other guy, I have need of his room where I want to keep the Passover. Tell him the master has need. Come on. These aren't your things, Jesus. Yes, they are. Tell him I have need of it. It was a time where my faith was almost there. And I was waiting on God to tell me to tell somebody that owned a building that would be perfect for our ministry. Just to go and tell him. The master said he has needs of it. In fact, it happened to me one time where my faith was there, and I where I started the ministry out, and I told Brother Guy, Apostle Guy now, Wheeler, I told him, I said, listen, the Lord told me to tell you. The Lord told me. He said, tell him I have need of his house. This man had a house in Plantation. He got up and moved out of his house. He went to a service that night. He said, can I pray about it? I said, of course, it's your house. He simply went to a service, and a prophetess called him out and said, the Lord said, sanctify your house. He's about to do great things there. And that's where our ministry birthed. Well, that's where we got our second level of push. He gave me the house. He moved out until we no longer had need of it. It wasn't an investment property. That's where he lived. But the earth is the Lord's. It's in the house. And God wants you to understand the entire content is here. And it's already, it's accessible through you when your mind is affected agreeably. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So you see the mystery, and I'm closing, in accessing all the contents of the earth and the heavens, for that matter, is his goodness. If your mind isn't affected agreeably, you can't receive what's already in you. It's like any great athlete, as I said, they know what's in them, and they perform and produce it in whatever sport that they might play. Or it is like a great singer or dancer, surgeon, scientist, or even a preacher. They all know what's in them. And they produce at the level in which they know and understand. Well, we need to know what he has truly placed in us. Yes, it's true. We are in his house, but his house is found in us. Salah. Think about that. So continue taking the tour. Stay in this study and truly find out for yourselves what your Father has given you access to through Christ our Passover. Don't you stop. Stay in this study. Stay in this study. Come on. You know it's a time of miracles. You know it's a time for signs and wonders to come forth. You know it's a time for a shift, a major shift in the earth, so that God's glory will fill it. You know it's a time, and you know we are right there at the thick of this, right? This is our now season. Take the tour for yourself. Take the tour. Recognize when you've been touched. Recognize when your mind has been affected in agreement. Recognize it. And take the limits off. Hallelujah. Lose all the limits. Lose every limit. There is no limit any longer. Lose it. Why? Because it's already on the inside of you. It's already a part of you. Just please, when you begin to move in this and you start, recognize the first thing first, you're in your Father's house. You're right where you belong. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Come on, lifting those hands, everybody. Father, we give you glory and honor. And yes, we do. And I mean, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. You're sharing this with us. You're revealing this to us. Oh, Master. Oh, Jesus. What you did for us is absolutely mind-blowing. You prepared a place for us. The place of power, the place of opportunity, all things are possible. It's already in the house. It's already in your house. And your house is in us. The place of your abode is here. So all of the content of heaven and earth are a lot closer than what we've ever known. It's a lot closer, Master. I'm asking you, please, let this become something that they see and understand. Let them walk in it, Lord. I want to walk in it in a whole nother light, whole nother level. I'm grateful for this experience thus far, but Master, no more limits. No more limits, Master. And I pray, Lord God, that you'll continue to affect our minds.
Yes.
Keep us here in your home. Keep us here by your goodness. That's why it says that, yeah, the goodness of the Lord leadeth thee. And it's been leading us right to this place for total mind change, true repentance. Yes. Bring us into a place, Lord, that we really can understand and really walk with you, really experience your life in us, through us, and for us. You're breaking the seat of normalcy.
Yes, you are, Lord God.
You're elevating us, Lord God, into a place that I believe the church has always been ordained to be in. We see it, Lord, when the first church was established, the entire content.
Yes,
your favor, your power, your abilities were seen. And Father, you're giving us the same like opportunity because you're affecting our minds. Your goodness is all over us. And I tell you, Lord, I love it when your word becomes like an addictive drug. I love being in agreement with your word. I love it, Master, and I love what it's revealed. And I'm asking that you do the same thing for everybody that's in this ministry and everybody that's under the sound of my voice. I'm asking you to do it. There's a shift, there's a flow, and there's a let's go. That's what's in the atmosphere. Shift, amen. Flow, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's
amen. Go.
Let's go. Ooh, there's an anointing. I give you glory, Father. I give you glory, Father. Every physical need, every financial need, every financial need. I speak into the realm of every financial need, every aspiration, every dream, every business. I speak into those right now. And I speak that your prosperity, your provisions will come forth. They're coming forth. And they're coming from the place of your house, oh God. It's already there. It's already accessible. And I thank you that everything that anyone needs for the next level, for the next step, let it come forth. And let every dream, let every vision be funded in the name of Jesus. Let it be with ease. Let it move with ease. Let it develop with ease, Father. No more limits and no more losing hope. Because everything we need is already placed on the inside of us. You've already given it to us, Lord God. You've given us richly all things already to enjoy. It's already here. Every hope for the home that they want and for the homes that we all desire and want. Let it be replenished greatly right now. No boundaries. Hallelujah. Nothing in the way.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, God.
We give you praise for elevation.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise for promotion, Lord God.
We thank you for it, Lord.
Lenders, not borrowers here.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We thank
and
you.
And we give you glory, Master.
Yes, my God, we yes, so God, you
that we ate the bread.
Thank
the
you.
Bread that's in your house, healing and deliverance. We give you glory, Lord God, that we're eating it right now. It's at your table. It's in your house. We give you praise, my Lord. Father, we thank you. You can reach us. Stretch forth your hands and heal.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Spirit of God said there's another level that we've just entered into. There's another level. But the first one coming to this festival to break it up is Satan. He cometh immediately to take away the word that has been sown.
Yeah.
Don't you give it to him. Don't you give it to him. You'll be a dog on a bone. Don't you give it to him. Just stay in a place of agreement with his word. Stay in the study. Hallelujah. There's a saying in the world, they say, to reach for the moon, you might get the stars. I just heard the Lord say, you reach for the moon with him, you get the moon.
Mm.
No limits. No limits. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless Jesus.
There's some comments in here today. There's some comments. I'm going to read these comments to you. Mm. Sister Jen says, amen. Elder Donna says, bless God. Elder Allison says, hallelujah. Evangelist Darrell says, hallelujah, amen, Lord. Sister Jen says, hallelujah again. Elder Donna says, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Jen says, glory to God. Ha, Javon says, amen. Sister Jen says, Jesus. I could feel how she meant it. Hey, glory. Yes, Lord. Evangelist Darrell says, wow, glory to God. Minister Jay says, hallelujah. Elder Allison says, wow. Minister Jay says, amen again. Sister Jen says, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Evangelist Darrell says, unbelief of what is already in you will keep you from accessing it. Jesus said to Jairus, do not be afraid, only believe. Come on now. That's right. That's right. Hey, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Minister Jay says, this is hot fire. And Sister Jen rounds us off again. But thank you. Thank you for revelation, Lord. And for opening the mysteries. Amen. Thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. And I say amen to all of those comments, man. That it's the truth. It's the truth. And that was a powerful ending comment. Yes, Lord, we do thank you for the revelation and for opening the mysteries. Thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. I have to agree 1,000% with all of them. And I agree 1,000% with this word. And I'm telling you now, we're shooting for the moon. We're shooting for the heavens. And we're going to reach the heavens. We are there. We are there. Jesus knew no restrictions. He had no restraints.
Jesus.
And that's exactly how we're going to walk, without restriction and without restraint. Yeah. The only two that are going to come and maybe outdo us is the two witnesses that are going to come during the tribulation period. They're going to do great miracles, signs, and wonders and for the whole world to see. The whole world may not see it, but we're going to experience all of it. And praise be to God, we're going to move in the power of our Father's house and of his kingdom. We're going to walk in it day by day. Healing will yield to heal. I'm trying to tell you, it's coming forth. It's coming forth even today, even right now. It's coming forth because it's already in the house. Hallelujah. We have a case study that we're gonna it's gonna launch in about 2 weeks. We're gonna do a case study. Can you still hear me?
You're breaking up.
Yes. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's because I switched back to my notes. But we have a case study. The Lord wants you to confirm either healing or provisions, but you must confirm that it flows from his house. You got to see it to where it's flowing from his house. You can either confirm the healing or the prosperity, but whatever study, whatever account you use or you look at, you got to see, God wants to reveal to you how it is connected to his house. And that's in, you got a week from Wednesday. This Wednesday, we're going to be in our open discussion on the ascension. On Wednesday and Thursday this week, we'll be talking about the ascension and open and what it's done. And we're already seeing so much of it. And then the following week, these case studies will be, we'll go into them. So you got about a good 10, 12 days before it's due.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. Now, anybody that wants to honor God, I know I do. The time to honor is now. We heard the word. We got it. He's worthy of just, I mean, so worthy to honor. He's so, so worthy. And words, if I had 1,000 tongues, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't describe how worthy he is. I'm just so grateful because I'm experiencing him on a whole nother level. It's a whole nother place for me. And I love it. I'm absolutely falling in love again with him. I'm fanatical about his word. I've just been on a time of absolute refreshing and revival within my own being. And I love to honor. If I show you my honored seeds of substance, you'll see me honoring all through the week, sometimes twice in a day, because I just want to honor him. I'm so grateful to him for what he's doing. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. His promise is yea and amen unto us. And so we're going to honor the Lord. Those that give their tithes, you can give your tithes. You know what to do. First fruit givers, you can do that. If you want to sow a seed into the word, you can do that. However the Lord has placed it in your heart to do, just do however he's placed it in your heart. And just honor him, man. He's so worthy. If you're doing it via Cash App, you know, $ True Gospel Mints. If you're Zelling, it's True Gospel Mints at AOL.com. And just honor him. Wave it before him. Wave it before him. Glory be to God. Wave it. Let it produce that resurrection power that's in the seed. When they came on the Sabbath and they waved it on that Sunday, resurrection, that day signifying of the resurrection of Jesus. And that's what we do when we wave it at him. You can wave the first fruit, you can wave your free will, you can wave your tithe, just tie it to the resurrection of the Lord. He is truly, truly risen, and he's full of power, full of glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's all I've got for you guys today. Be blessed, and I will hand it over to Elder.